Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm alive.
Woohoo! Nice.
We like to hear that. It's a good place to start.
Step one.
Yes. Step one sorted. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so we're talking about duets.
Ooh.
And I've gone for duets that, you know, sort of, well, mixed gender, just so that we can, I like the ones with a bit of sexual tension and sexual politics.
Nice.
You know, I mean, because you can have duets with any two singers, you know, there's a great one on a lot of those with Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan, or with, you know, Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, right? But to me, you know, that didn't have the sort of chemistry.
There's something strongly karaoke about the songs you've picked for us this morning as well, which I'm into in a big way.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think that's like an outcome that they didn't expect, you know?
It makes it very good for singing along to. I think we should just crack into the first song because it is a Stone Cold classic.
It's a banger. Yes.
You're tuned into The Breeze.
Yeah, I don't know how your listeners are going to feel.
Honestly, this song rules.
I
extremely
love this
hard.
Song.
Well, so I'm not saying that two girls can't sing it and have sexual tension.
Oh,
I'm
how
just saying some of the other ones I didn't choose, but this one had it. And they were, so apparently this duets phenomenon was really big in the 80s.
Oh, true.
And,
okay.
And you know, it's not. I mean, you know, we still get them, but the big, you know, bangers and hits. And both Dolly and Kenny were like over the top, talking about gender, you know, like over the top femme, over the top, you know, manly, and big hair and big beards and big boobs.
It's almost a parody of like a heterosexual longing or something, but
yes!
Someone's texted in lots of texts about this song. One is, this song is fully sick.
Yes.
One is just, Love Island's in the stream. Cheers, Kristen. Nice.
Now, fun fact, it was written by the Bee Gees.
Was it? Oh, look at that. Honestly, I'm really having to fight back singing along right now.
I know.
And Dolly has managed to be mostly unproblematic.
Yeah, Dolly rose. I love Dolly.
You know, it's always hard when our beloveds, you know, turn out to be
dicks. Yeah, she's pretty much managed to sail through being a nice person and supporting the communities that support her.
Yeah. Kenny really got into the plastic surgery. Didn't look too good for a while.
I love how much Dolly Parton is such a savvy businesswoman. She's a genius. Like, she knows the ins and outs of her own, like, you know, career. From
well, that's
the get-go,
right.
She knew what she wanted to do as an artist from, you know, before she was famous. She had a goal. She had a plan.
Yeah, it puts pay to the notion of she's just a little ingenue singer, you know?
All right, we have to read out the text that we can't just pretend everybody's loving this. Someone says this song makes me gag.
Some people are really not loving it.
Come on, sing along.
Crank it up in your kitchen. Make your eggs.
This is a song I go to in karaoke.
Yes.
This is also a car trip song for me as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. So another thing I wrote, that duets are trading bars about love and heartbreak.
Love it.
So they're trading bars.
Does anyone remember that scene in Gavin and Stacey where they all do like a line dance to this song?
Yes. Oh my god, also someone texted in, my brother and I had a fist fight on the bank of Mount Smart Stadium when we were 6 and 10 years old to this song.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I think they should make the video of that.
Zoe's losing it.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I can picture it so clearly. I hope you're all box stepping around your kitchens. This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this kind of like country-esque This is like a, you know, uber cheesy track. A lot of the songs you've brought in kind of sit in that melodramatic world today. Why have you picked a sort of melodrama angle here, Kirsten?
I mean, that's what I think a lot of the great ones are. I don't know why. That must be, you know, why we like it, you know, Up Where We Belong and Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John.
That's my karaoke song.
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Okay. Okay, This one is different.
This one is one that you have to be good at French to really be able to do this one at karaoke. Otherwise, you just come in with the Bunny and Clyde instead.
Fafa.
Yeah, exactly. Écoutez l'histoire de Bunny
and Clyde. So this is Serge Gainsborough and Brigitte Bardot, 1968.
This is a great song, this one, and so melodramatic.
So apparently they took Bonnie's real poem.
Oh, true.
Bunny Parker.
One thing I read about it is it has the sort of eroticism that can only come from impending doom.
Oh, I love that. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde
autrefois. Really racking my high school French brain to work out what's happening.
I'm just going along for the ride.
Go bad.
Just here for the vibes.
Oh gosh, and lots of stories behind this. So apparently, Brigitte Bardot was iconic sex symbol at the time in the 60s, and Serge was hitting on her, and she let him take her out for a date, and she was married, and it went terribly, and he thought, well, that's it, you know, it was a terrible date. And then he called her and said, I'm sure you'd never want to see me again. And she said, well, you can make it up to me by writing me a song.
Whoa.
Okay.
Big move.
Yeah.
I think, this is making me think of, like, all the murder ballads and the duets that, we've actually talked about a little bit on this show before, but all the classic Nick Cave ones where he, you know, did duets that were murder ballads with, like, Kylie and, you know, they were quite, PJ Harvey, they were quite sort of theatrical, dramatic. You get the storytelling thing from two parts, ill-fated lovers.
Absolutely. I get, some people really like doom in their romance, you know? Maybe it's because we had to do Romeo and Juliet. Like, does it for people.
It's kind of got a musical equivalent of like a Mills and Boone novel vibe about it, you know?
And very sad people. Both of these folks are really problematic.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was going to say, considering we were just talking about how great Dolly Parton is, these guys haven't lived up to the test of time very well.
I know. The more I read about them, I was like, I feel like taking them off.
No.
But you can picture Brigitte, you know, in the beret and the little striped shirt.
Yes.
What is that? A Breton top, eh? Breton stripe.
Oh, does it have a name?
It does have a name. And if I'm wrong, someone correct me, please.
We just call them stripes.
Yeah.
Is that a sample, or is that an instrument, or is that a voice doing the little woo-woo-woo in the background? That bit. What is that? Someone will know. Text
okay, well, apparently they did get frisky in the studio and left the,
the my
recording
God.
On, so they could have sampled that. Honestly, the stories around both those two is just...
drama.
Don't read them.
Big time drama. So when was this song recorded, Kirsten?
This is 1968.
Okay, so this predates the big sort of 80s craze for it.
Yes. So they were around, but as far as hitting the charts, you know,
yeah.
It's the 80s.
Well, the track we're about to play is, I think, probably falls under that more sort of 80s flavour. A lot of these have, like, big hair energy as well. Maybe it's the 80s coming through.
Yeah.
This is Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. How did this one come about, Kirsten?
Well, this one has a beautiful story. I like it because apparently she was enamored with Tom. They never had a relationship, and they've been just good buddies for 40 years. Oh, I thought that was lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah, you can probably hear this in parts of West Auckland on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I always bag on West Auckland.
You're going to get some angry Westie texts coming in.
Or maybe no, they love it.
Own it. This is a good song. Someone's texted in Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood, a classic.
Yes.
And it does sit in the same realm. I feel like it's funny. It's not really a genre, but it's definitely a vibe of this kind of like uber dramatic, harking back to a different time. Mm. Definitely something you'd play at karaoke.
Well, weird. Another fun fact. 2019, we had a big duet that was hit the charts, and that was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow.
That's right.
But that has that same over-the-top it dramatic does. Vibe.
It does. That was playing in the supermarket when I did my, you know, big shop yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
No. No, it was quite an intense supermarket experience. With zero vegetables in the supermarket.
Except for the yams.
Except for
no
the yams.
No one wanted the yams.
I felt really sorry for the yams.
Now, the other point I wanted to make is, so a duo is a group that normally sings together.
Yes.
But the duet is like sort of each artist has their own billing as their own name, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather than a duo. So, I mean, so these were coming together of you know, two separate artists rather than people that normally sing together, which is probably what gives you the tension and chemistry too, right? It's not like yeah. they sing together all the time
and it's
get
a bit
that
like,
blend.
It's a bit Hollywood in the sense that it's almost like the big names on a movie poster billing. You kind of go
yes.
to watch the movie because it's got a famous actor in it. You'd listen to this because it's got two, you know, iconic singers in it rather than necessarily it's their best song that they ever released.
Yeah, and it's slightly manipulated in that, you know, let's put these big names together and see what happens. As
yeah,
opposed
yeah.
to, like, you know, Sonny and Cher, who organically came together, you know, on their own and had been performing together.
This song rules. This is such a big karaoke tune as well. My friends have SingStar in their flat.
Oh.
I love SingStar.
And I'm quite envious of it for lockdown. They get very good at it so that when I go back round and play SingStar with them, they've all leveled up really hard out. Have to practice at home.
But see, I guess even for SingStar, they'd be popular because it, you know, works with two people, you know, instead of just you by yourself.
Yeah, it's more fun. They're definitely fun.
I don't know if our listeners
are finding
it fun.
Oh, they're loving it. We're getting a lot of texts about it. Someone says Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett. That's a lovely duet album.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's a very, recent as in like the last 5 years album. Someone says we need a special group for family duets as well. A whole nother subcategory of the category.
Wow.
I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I feel like I'm truly in the karaoke booth this morning. But
yeah,
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers and Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot. Thank you, Kirsten, for bringing
well, yeah,
us that.
Yeah, and I'm liking your sort of second life point, you know, that these songs had a second life as karaoke. I think that's a really good, you know, thing that you don't think of when you create a song.
They're
you know?
Sing-along songs, they are. Hey, thanks for bringing that in this morning, Kirsten. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Okay, we'll go a different direction again. We're going to go to skate punk.
Skate punk.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how that fits in with lockdown, but, you know.
Sounds great. Hey, cheers. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again next week, Kirsten. Have a good one.
All right. Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
All right.